Yeah, she's feisty. Oh my god! Right.
Wow, so she's ready for war.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
War. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, I hope someone's got a starter other than me. Because I don't
that was it.
Oh, that we're was in, the starter.
We're in. We're going. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Okay.
Been hooked on this for a little while. So the story that I'm doing on tonight is the Gibbons twins. They're also known as the Silent Twins. Have you got, you know about them?
I know this one.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's it's really interesting, and it's really sad.
Oh, okay.
It is quite sad. So this tragic story begins in Barbados on April the 11th, 1963, when Gloria and Aubrey Gibbons welcomed into the world identical twin girls, June and Jennifer. The twins were siblings for six-year-old Greta and four-year-old David. Gloria was a homemaker and Aubrey was a technician in the Royal Air Force. Soon after the twins were born, the family relocated from Barbados to England, and then in 1974, when the girls were 11, they moved to Wales. Growing up, June and Jennifer were inseparable, as I would assume most twins are.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Especially twin girls. People thought the girls had a secret language at one stage, but it was in fact just a sped up version of their Bajan Creole language, which is a mix of African and British and native to Barbados. So people couldn't understand them because they were just speaking their native tongue, but really fast. Even their parents and that struggled to
understand
what they were saying. Growing up, June and Jennifer were often excluded, and being the only black family in the community, they were often ostracized at school. This turned out to be very traumatic for the twins, and the school even allowed them to leave early to avoid any further bullying.
Damn, so it must have been pretty bloody
from the
bad.
School. Yeah, it must have been full on. If you can imagine that the only black people in the community, that's enough trauma there. Mm. But then if they're as weird... don't like saying that word, but
if the girls have their own relationship with
correct,
each other.
And they're only obviously it's just them two all the time. They're speaking in a tongue that people can't understand. So
that type of child, regardless of being part of a minority or anything, would probably
be ostracized.
Yeah,
definitely. As they got older, their language became more eccentric, and eventually it became unintelligible to others. Their behaviour often mirrored each other, and the concerns about the twins' behaviour began to rise. June and Jennifer withdrew from the world and would only speak to each other and their younger sister Rose. In 1974, so they're still 11, their school was carrying out vaccines when their behaviour caught the attention of one of the medics. The medic then notified a child psychologist. This kicked off many therapy sessions for the twins, and therapists tried but were unsuccessful in getting the girls to communicate with others. They just were not interested. It was just them.
That was really the first time a psychologist or anyone
got involved at 11.
I just feel like that family dynamic would have been so shitty for their ever since they started doing that, being loners.
And mum and dad probably left them on their own
because
they had each other.
They should have other attachments.
They had two older siblings plus a younger sibling.
I just feel like intervention should have been so much
earlier.
And
this is the
70s,
not going to happen.
Yeah, if the parents were active, they probably would have had other attachments and they wouldn't have had such a severe attachment to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if
the parents were active, they wouldn't have needed to get help. Probably.
Yeah, and mum being a homemaker probably with five kids, dad being a technician in the Royal Air Force was probably not around, so it was just her and their babies. She was just like, well, they're doing their own thing. That's just what they do.
And maybe they'll just grow out of their weird
Let their kids, know. Yeah,
it sounds like
we've all got quirky kids. Yeah, 100%. Definitely. So in an attempt to break June and Jennifer's isolation from the outer world and I guess to get them, help them to find their own identities, they were sent away to separate boarding schools. While being separated from each other, the girls became catatonic and just completely shut down. I had to look up what catatonic meant because I didn't know. Do you guys know what that means? Yeah. I didn't know. That's like pretty crazy.
You can explain it, just, you know, because... Not everyone would.
So catatonia is a neuropsychiatric behavioural syndrome that is characterised by abnormal movements, immobility, abnormal behaviours and withdrawal. So I was reading that picturing like these freaks. That sounds bad. But that's what I was picturing, these two weird little girls just in their own world giving zero fucks, just... doing their thing.
I feel like that would have been
super creepy.
Really weird.
They probably were deeply traumatized when they were separated. That does not sound like the right approach. No, definitely not.
And now there's no way now. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Protesting the fact that they've separated.
They're only separated siblings if there's nowhere to place them or if they're like a risk to each other.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they're
otherwise it's just traumatic.
But in the 70s it would have been like, no, there's something wrong with them. If we get them away from each other, maybe they'll have no choice but to
communicate with other people. Yeah, or maybe it'll stop their weird little relationship, you know, the talking that they're not understanding and maybe they'll just be normal if they're not near each other.
But and I would hope there's no way in hell anything like this would happen in this. In this day and age, because like you said, Cam, just it would have been so traumatic for them.
At the very least, someone would have.
It's another case of like, what is the actual fucking issue? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they talk weird, but
But are they passing school? Yeah, are they fed? Are they nutrition? Like,
what's the? Are you like forcing all this fucking shit and actually traumatizing them?
Well, because maybe that's why
they don't fit into what you view as being normal.
Maybe that's why the mum and dad never did anything because they should
stick up for them a bit more. They're just not kids. Let them be separated.
And they're from Barbados too, so and we know what those sort of countries are like. That you know, their kids
got
are their kids.
Communication barriers and lots of things going on there.
Yeah, but like still,
you hear that really a lot and it's like, I don't actually hear a problem with the kids. I hear a problem with the way people are treating them. But
They want them to be normal. Yeah, like
they're not fitting into where you think they should fit in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Not at all. Mm. Not at all. So once the girls were finally reunited, they spent years isolated in their bedroom, engaging only with each other.
So it sounds like they made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, they did by separating. Society. Yep.
We'll just stick together. Yep. It just affirms your belief that you just need each other, doesn't it?
Yeah. I just wonder if something horrible happened to like those girls when they were younger, where they just felt like they could only trust each other or they didn't want to talk to other people.
Attachment thing. Like you're just neglected and you've just got each other. You've got nothing else.
Why did they pick just each other? Like they had other siblings. I know you said they talked
to the younger one.
Yeah.
But like being so young, maybe she wasn't threatening to them. Maybe something.
But it was only 6 and 4 years difference.
So attachment form very early. Like, you know, you form it in the womb.
And they would have had that from there.
So they would have had it together in the womb.
So it's much stronger.
They might not necessarily have had it with their mum as much straight away. And then their younger sister's obviously younger, so they're born together and they've got time to develop a real strong bond. And if they've got an older sibling, then they're older, so they're not going to be as connected to a baby either.
Yeah.
And being identical, that they share the same sac, didn't they?
Yeah, identical. Yeah, they do. They share the same egg.
Identical and fraternal.
They're in the same egg.
Yeah. Embryo that just split into two.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to...
just
non-identical twins. I think there's a few ways that
what
it
about
can go.
Siamese twins?
Fuck, I don't know.
That's just creepy.
Just unlucky is what that is.
That is very unlucky.
Wait, they're the attached ones.
The attached ones.
So they're the ones that didn't fully, like the embryo didn't fully separate. That's
and then there's those people, what are they called? Is it the parasitic twin?
That sounds horrible. Sounds like
Where they absorb the other one.
They absorb the other one and they're born with like a bit of them hanging out.
Oh, I've heard some pretty fucking hot. Actually, we could do an entire episode on the weird
shit that
goes on.
Mega geniuses really are, is people that have absorbed their twin's brain.
Actually, I was doing my ancestry.com thing and when I was like doing some research, there was a story of... probably heard it because I think it was like all over Facebook and stuff. But there's that story of the couple that had a baby and for whatever health reasons, they did like a DNA sort of test, and they found that the dad didn't have the same. It wasn't his child, but they were
did
both.
They do IVF?
No, but they were both like, she was like, no, he is the father, and he agreed too that he was the father of this child. So when they looked into it more, they found I think it's called something ghost. I wish I could remember it properly. But basically what had happened was the dad was one of those twins who absorbed his brother, and somehow he was his brother's DNA that had produced this child. So the baby was...
Heard this story.
He's like a ghost father or something. Oh, it's got a name. But basically, yeah, so he was never born, but he bore a child. Like, well, he didn't bore a child. He had, he has a child, but he doesn't exist. He was never born. But you know what? In a different time, you would never know, because the child would look...
Oh, there's no way you'd know.
You'd still look like your dad.
Still, most people now wouldn't know.
No. But that's probably happened many, many a time. It's only now that we can actually figure that sort of thing out.
That it's getting known.
Yeah, it's actually I'm your nephew or your niece,
not your daughter or your son. Yeah, that's crazy shit.
Anyway, tangent.
Anyway, so back to the girls. So yes, June and Jennifer were isolated in their bedrooms, playing only with each other. They created plays and stories with their dolls, and often recorded them on tapes to give to their little sister. So I don't know if they'd stopped engaging with her at this time, but this was their way of engaging with her now, or if was their person, she was their safe spot.
Yeah.
So we're comfortable, this is what we're doing. And that's a lot of pressure on the younger sibling
too, really.
And I don't know how younger she was, but that's still a lot of pressure. So on Christmas 1979, so the girls are 16 now, they were both gifted a diary, and this kickstarted the girls' writing careers. The twins wrote stories, poems and novels. Most of their stories were set in America, and more often than not, the main characters exhibited strange and criminal behaviours. Which is quite odd for two girls that are like isolated.
I mean, it's creative and all that, I guess. Like,
it is creative.
At that point, it's really just like...
Because I don't even picture them watching TV or anything. I just picture these two little...
Sitting there being psychotic.
Yeah, just sitting there being
just
crazy.
Just being like silent, staring.
That is what I picture.
But I'm sure they did all like...
Oh, fuck.
My dog just scare you. He wants a pat.
Actual scared me. Jesus, Hendrix. I was picturing these two psycho little girls, and then you come up.
Coming up and having a leak.
Thanks, puppy. So by the age of 18, the girls began doing what teenagers do and were experimenting with alcohol and drugs. They were committing crimes, which included vandalism, petty theft and arson. In 1981, June and Jennifer were admitted to the Broadmoor Hospital, which is a high-security mental health institution.
Is that just because of their
crimes? Because they're not talking to anyone.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess if they would have been arrested, not spoken, and they would have been okay.
You're going to the institution.
Oh, that's sad.
That's exactly what happened. So they were detained under the Mental Health Act 1983 and were sentenced to an indefinite sentence.
Oh, damn.
Horrific. That is horrific.
But I guess you have to label it as indefinite because you don't know how long it's going to take to figure out.
Yeah, I suppose that makes it
their behavior.
So it could also be a short amount of time.
Yeah, indefinite doesn't mean forever. You're not getting you're not imprisoned forever. It's just they can't put a time on it.
Yeah.
If they decide they want to forget about you, you could be in there for a long time.
Oh yeah, no, that's a scary situation. No one wants to be put in a mental institution.
No, not at all.
Indefinite put on there.
And especially these are two 18-year-old girls who have done nothing more than what a lot of fucking teenagers do.
Like, I may be a bit biased when it comes to mental institutions and stuff, like, obviously because we obviously research this type of thing and you only hear the bad stuff. But I don't feel like a mental institution for people like that is going to do anything but make it worse.
Exactly right.
Like, maybe if you mandated that they have to go to
speech therapy.
You know, yeah. Even if it was intensive, like every day or something like that. But locking them up, I don't think that's helpful.
No, definitely
especially
not.
Because they're the type that
it's better
just
to put the support in their home.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like if they need it 24/7, then fine. Put them on Home D and have 24/7 around the clock care. Yeah. But then that's costing.
It always comes down to.
And we're in the early 80s where things still weren't really understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well, we struggle now to kind of get people to understand that.
Yeah, we're still not there.
We're still not there, but we're definitely better off than what we were. So Juna and Jennifer were held there for almost 12 fucking years.
Damn.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I mean, almost people get out for murder way less than that.
And, yeah, all because they would not communicate with people.
Yeah,
they
so were, we don't understand you, therefore
so you
can't be free because we don't understand what's going through your brain.
Yep. They were placed on antipsychotic drugs and June was said to say that they made it made of them very hard to focus and concentrate on a day-to-day basis, as it would, because there probably wasn't anything wrong.
I mean, they thought they were catatonic before. I doubt that helped.
No, definitely not. June sent letters to the Queen for help.
Okay.
Got nothing.
That's random.
And she also blames this as the reason for their selective muteness, but I'm not sure if I believe that because they were mute prior to, going
it
in. It may have made it worse, but they were like
that was like the issue, wasn't it?
Beforehand, yeah, that was the issue.
Everything they've done for them has made it a bit worse.
While at Broadmoor, Jennifer developed numerous health problems, including neurological disorder, which resulted in involuntary and repetitive movements. In March 1993, June and Jennifer were finally transferred out of the Broadmoor Hospital into a much more relaxed environment at Caswell Clinic. However, upon arrival, Jennifer could not be woken. She was taken to the hospital where she died 1 month shy of their 30th birthday of acute myocarditis, which is a sudden inflammation of the heart. Toxicology reports indicated no sign of drugs, alcohol or poison, and her death still remains somewhat of a mystery.
Definitely. I would have immediately thought she's been overdosed. She's been
conspiracy.
She's been so badly treated and they tried to hide it.
So that's what you think until you hear this.
Right.
It is believed that the girls had made a pact years earlier that if one of them was to die, the other must begin to speak and live a normal life. June and Jennifer believes that one of them must die for the other to live normally, and Jennifer decided that she would be the one to make that sacrifice.
Oh my God, I think I've heard this fucking story. Now that I've just heard you say that.
This is the main bit that people would remember.
During the inquest into Jennifer's death, June stated her sister had been acting strange a day before her death, slurring her words with her speech and saying that she was dying. It had also been said that June was acting strange after her sister's death, saying, "I am free at last, liberated, and at long last Jennifer has given up her life for me." Since the death of her twin, June has lived a normal life and has been accepted into the community that once alienated her. She never married, never had children, and never fulfilled her lifelong ambition to become a writer. Their elder sister, Greta, wanted to sue the institution, and her parents just refused and said, "It's not going to bring Jennifer back. There's no point in doing this." So, yeah, basically Jennifer
killed herself. But with her mind.
With her mind. So, and that made my anxiety freak the fuck out.
Yeah, it's like the idea behind it is that she sacrificed herself, but she didn't have to do anything to die except
with the mind.
It highlights
a few things, doesn't it? Like
they were so intense.
The mind is incredibly fucking powerful.
When you hear about people who have really good control over their mind, they're often people who have like cut themselves off from everybody, gone and done like the deep thinking and the meditation and all of those things, and they're like connected with their body and their mind, but they've forsaken everything else to do it. And they were given no choice but to do that for 12 years and longer when they were doing it at home. So maybe she was capable of just saying, "I'm going to die," and then
it's just going to happen.
I wonder if they decided who was going to be the one to do it.
Yeah, they, apparently there was big discussions.
I think
over who.
Vaguely remember when I heard this before that I think one of them was a little bit more dominant than the other.
Than the other,
and she was the one
that survived.
That killed herself.
Oh, really?
Because she felt that she had prevented the other one from
living. Wow.
Yeah.
So,
I think don't quote me on it.
I mean, it's obviously most likely that you know they just went down some really horrible joint psychological road that led to that. But given the fact that, you know, she might have killed herself with her own fucking mind.
That is a whole new kettle of fish.
Yeah, and it makes it possible that they're actually correct. Like getting back into the whole, like we did last week with how do you know? How do you know that they didn't actually know that they were like stuck in this fucking half body thing where...
Maybe they truly were linked.
Yeah, big time.
Maybe they couldn't interact with other people. Maybe they were sharing thoughts.
Like what you were seeing, those two people, it was actually one person trying to communicate as one, but there was two separate things going on.
Maybe that's why they could talk so fast and not even be understood by their parents who would have spoken their language. Yeah.
What happens if you got that audio?
Because they were sharing a link.
What happens if you got that audio and even though you couldn't because they'd be on the same frequency? No, but split it in two. Would you hear two different people answering the same question, right? So they're both
trying to talk. Really strange.
Does that make sense?
If you don't know what your child's saying, but even if my children spoke a really sped up, you know, weird accented
version of English.
You adapt. I would figure they were speaking English.
Almost non-verbal children understand their children.
I can understand Eli quite a fair bit. And then his speech has improved a lot. But even when he was still classed as non-verbal, I still knew the bits and pieces that he wanted to say. Or if I didn't, he was very, very good without being taught with hand gestures. He would hand gesture to communicate. These girls weren't even
But let's just say, right,
that.
So say there was one person and they started doing that. You'd be like, okay, they've got like some kind of schizophrenia or back in the old days they'd be like they're fucking possessed and they need an exorcism because they're speaking
in tongues. Yeah.
Well, just put that into, okay, it's not, they don't have another thing inside their brain. Their brain was literally separated into two bodies. So that same thing is happening and they're speaking gibberish because inside their brains are so connected. Am I made?
They're both
essentially possessed with the other one's thoughts.
Which would make it exceptionally difficult to have interactions with other people.
And then you could only communicate, you'd figure out a way to like get your flows flowing so you could communicate with each other.
I love speculating on
and
this
And then
stuff.
Decide like this is just too fucked up. Because, like one of us has got to go, hey.
Now in my mind that totally makes sense because it's like why didn't you speak to people? Why did you just speak to a small child because they're much simpler and easier to talk to? Why did you sacrifice yourself? Like why did you need to die so that the other one could live
normal?
Why could you not just physically separate from each other?
It seems possible, doesn't it? Like your soul can almost split into the two twins. Like it almost went into both and fucked up. And they've got this continuous link between themselves that's just sending them into overdrive.
I mean, that'll make that. There we go. We solved it.
We did. We fucking
well
did.
Done.
In 100 years' time fucks. When they science proves this, this will be on record.
We got there first.
We're going to be like one of those Simpsons episodes. Hey, remember this Simpsons episode? Be like, hey, remember that Histories of the Podcast?
So if you have weird catatonic twins, it's all right. They're just sharing the same mind and it's really exhausting to try and talk to people when you've got
guys.
Someone
so
else.
So just let them go.
Help them soothe themselves. That's what I would recommend is comfort, nice sensory rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, help them to just relax, music and headphones and stuff like that. Try all different things, but fuck me, I hope that's not like a real thing because that's pretty scary and horrible.
You'd hope it's one in like 6 billion.
Yeah.
But that was just such a tragic story.
Yeah, definitely. It's like if what we said is not the case, and it's like you didn't need to go to a mental institution, you didn't need to have...
Well, who does? Who needs to go to a mental institution?
Yeah, no, it's just like surely it wasn't pure stubbornness of not wanting to talk to people.
that got you
that
there.
That made your life go down. Big lack of understanding
every step of the way.
I mean, they didn't go out and like turn into crazy psychotic murderers or anything.
No, and so it's like, June lived a normal life.
And then when her sister was gone, she was able to live a normal life. Yeah. So it's like, you weren't cured.
They always had that capability to be able to do it.
You were cured from being in that mental institution.
You were just free. Like she said in her statement, she was literally freed. Yeah, she was freed.
They all of a sudden snapped out of it. Either you were being completely controlled and manipulated by your sister your entire life and then somehow just disconnected from all of that and lived a normal life afterwards.
Nah, or sounds there was like some weird freaky shit going on. She died and the other half of her soul went into the her sister's brain and then they connected.
And then it was a normal functioning person.
Or maybe she just didn't have that voice in her head anymore and she became a normal functioning person because she was her own person.
Yeah, the more likely, but I much prefer her our way. So much cooler. It actually makes more sense. Yeah. Like, I know from like, because we can't prove any of it, you got to go, the psychological pathway, they made all this stuff happen because the mind's a powerful thing and like they had attachment issues and rah, rah, rah. And then when she died, that attachment was broken. So she was able to begin to rebuild the pieces. But that doesn't make as much sense as like if you put it into. They were born, they had this insane thing from the womb together and like when they came out of the womb, they were so connected within the womb that they became two but one and like led their life stuck in this fucking thing. I feel like
this is literally a great movie stuck. We just wrote.
Yeah.
I think so too. We've done it.
Cool, awesome.
Well, that's a good story.
That's good.
That was an interesting.
I wonder if there's any more like that. What's her name? Was it June? Does she June do and interviews?
No, yeah, she's done a couple of interviews. Yep, some interviews. That's
pretty interesting.
Well, what would she be now? Should be about that many.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
No, it was what, 30? She died, Jennifer, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 81.
81. So that's 30, 40.
That's so about 60.
40 fucking years ago, man. Jesus. And she's 70. She's 70.
Wow.
Getting on. That's old crazy. June. Yeah, she suits the name, suits a 70-year-old.
But do you know what else I found funny about that story? So the twins there were June and Jennifer.
Yeah.
And the twins in the Polak little story were Jillian and Jennifer.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Don't name your child Jennifer.
don't have twins and don't name them that.
No. And yeah, the J's. Crazy shit.
And it all reminds me of like, obviously because it's fresh in my mind, of the Nazi experiments where they're experimenting, and we'll get to it, Kate, because I know you're looking at me like, what?
The twins.
They experiment on twins.
Mengele would have loved those two.
Yeah.
And is it Mengele?
Yeah. I wonder if there are much older stories and many of them like this, and that was also part of the reason why experiments have been done on twins for the longest time.
Okay. Well, that was a good one, Kate.
Thanks, guys. No worries. Nice short, sharp, shiny one.
Everyone go like our socials and go check out all that. I got a new toy. We have a fucking cartoon, people. If anyone can draw, I am deadly serious about our painting now. Fuck the painting, okay? Painting's off. We don't want a painting anymore. What we want, if you can get on Adobe Illustrator or Adobe Photoshop and you know how to draw, we want a table and then we want all created separately. Who do we want? We want Catherine Knight puppet. We want the arseless chat. We want Miss Vincent.
No, we don't.
We fucking do.
We do not.
She's going to be hooking some fucking body hotcakes. Okay? We want them
tea cakes. Get it right.
All right, they're going to be getting served out by Ed Gein. Okay, I can turn this into a fully functioning cartoon. Okay, we can have our podcast sitting around a table with all these motherfucking people. Miss Vincent can actually hook me. Okay,
you know what? No one knows.
What do you mean? No one knows.
They're looking at our YouTube.
Yeah, go check it out. They're new videos, okay? We've got two episodes out on Facebook and YouTube. Go have a look at them. They're awesome. They are awesome.
I'm Lilith, aren't I? Am I Lilith?
You're Medusa.
I'm Medusa.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason my husband doesn't come to bed till 4 a.m. in the morning is because he's playing with and designing puppets.
They're cartoon puppets. So if you can draw.
I showed my boss at work these the other day. She thought it was awesome.
Oh, they are so awesome.
You're just saying this to be nice to you, Kate.
Oh my god! Seems to be the story.
You look so upset when I said I was joking. It's okay.
You're our
them.
Biggest critic.
I love them.
She are 100%.
I love
but
them.
She's just hating on me right now. So
you know why?
You know. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Oh, and go get fucked on Patreon.
If you want to know why I hate Kate.
Yeah. No. $30 for this one, people.
Nope. All right. Nope. All right. Peace.
Peace.